From the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Here in the book of Acts, Paul is consistently brought before rulers to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here, particularly in chapter 26, he gives his conversion, his story before the rulers of Rome and the governors who would oversee the Jews in that province. Here, King Agrippa is listening to his testimony as Paul speaks of Christ, of the resurrection, of how Jesus is throughout the scriptures and fulfilled to die for the sins of the world and to be risen from the dead. After all this powerful testimony on the conversion of Paul, after Paul goes through the scriptures line by line, confirming that Jesus Christ fulfilled the scriptures, confirming that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, and that individuals can be forgiven and free and have everlasting life, King Agrippa still refuses to believe. And that's how it is today. Individuals are hearing the gospel in churches week after week after week. Individuals are receiving tracts as a witness. Individuals are hearing songs about Jesus and about the Lord. Individuals have family members witnessing to them, testifying to them, sharing the gospel with them. Individuals in their conscience know that their life is not right with God, and they should bow the knee and give God their heart and faith and trust. So it is today, as with King Agrippa, hearing all these things. People today are hearing it ad nauseum, and the response is the same as King Agrippa said, Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian. People today are saying, Almost I'll give my life to Christ. Almost I'll trust the Lord. Almost I'll be a Christian. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Almost I'll be a Christian, but I refuse to give up this relationship living with my girlfriend. Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian, but I will not give up this relationship with my boyfriend. Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian, but I will not give up these drugs or this alcohol. Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian, but I will not give up my love of money, fame, and fortune, and material gain. Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian, but I'm already good enough and don't need to be a Christian and do not need God in my life. Almost you persuadeth me to be a Christian. People today are rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, thinking that they are okay within themselves, refusing to give up certain bad relationships that are damning their soul, thinking they have until tomorrow to make up their mind. Scripture teaches that today is the day, now is the time of salvation. Individuals that come up with excuses today, by human nature, will have an excuse tomorrow. Individuals that have an excuse for tomorrow, by human nature, will have an excuse for the next day. Scripture teaches tomorrow is not promised to us. Today is the day to give your heart to Christ, as the scripture teaches. Wherefore, when the Holy Spirit speaketh, harden not your heart.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.